Blog Talk Radio.
I'm torn and ripped for all to see. I can feel the world weighing on me. Say what you want, I don't really care. Yeah, I got scars, they're mine to
listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today, the super talented, super sweet Miss Morgan Miles stops by the show to talk with us about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And here's where I say that I'm joined by my a lovely and talented co-host, M, but the thorn in my side is not here right now. And I say that lovingly. With that, let's welcome the lovely and talented Miss Morgan Miles to the show. Hey, Morgan, how are you?
Hi, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm having a wonderful day. It's pretty hot here in Tennessee right now, trying to stay cool.
Yes, it is. You know, I'm from Tennessee myself, so I know about the humidity and all that. So.
Yes, it's pretty rough. Especially we're in the thick of it. We're in the thick of, you know, the summer heat time right now.
Oh yes.
So.
Oh yes. Thanks for taking a little time to do this today.
Of course, anytime.
Now, I always like to kind of start these things before we do get into it, I just have to tell you, the first time I heard you sing, I was like, that's Janis Joplin reincarnated right there. That's absolutely Janis Joplin. You, in my opinion, have one of the purest, most powerful voices that I've ever heard in my entire life.
Oh, my gosh. What a compliment. Thank you so much.
You know, and for the listeners, just kind of explain and tell how you got into this whole music business.
How did I get into the music business?
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know, I since day one, I've been singing my little heart out, and so we had no idea how you know, to go about it, but I'm originally from Pennsylvania, and
mm-hmm.
my mom had me playing guitar, piano, and I was in musicals, but we started going back and forth from New York, which is like 3 hours from my hometown, a lot, and you know, we started to figure out the game and how hard it was going to be, but every time we got to a new level, we could just continue, held my head high, and I ended up going to Berklee School of Music in Boston for a year, mm-hmm. and then ended up getting an opportunity from a demo I sang in New York with the head of Sony Nashville A&R, and so I had an interview with him, and he was interested. Basically, after that, I moved to Nashville because he said to continue this relationship, we need to just move you here to Nashville. So I transferred to Belmont, finished school
mm-hmm.
there, got my degree in music business, and I interned everywhere from Big Machine to Broken Bow to publishing houses to whatever. Then I ended up on the road playing for Crystal Shawanda, opening for Reba in the Olympics and stuff, and then ended up back in town and just really focused on doing my artist stuff. So, you know, it's just like there's no formula. It's just, you know, I didn't come from a musical background. I came from just me being, you know, having a voice and supportive parents that wanted me to follow my dreams. So we figured it out slowly but surely.
Yeah. You know,
still going after it. Yeah.
You know, and I love stories like that because if you know me at all, I am a huge supporter of people chasing their dreams, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing in this world I like to see more than people succeeding. So.
Yeah, that's very sweet. Me too. I'm right there with you, you know. What else would you do if you weren't following your dreams?
Exactly. You know, and that's part of the reason why I started this show, because and this is sort of a funny story. I had no intention of doing this whatsoever in the first place. I had no intention of doing this because let's face it, who wants to hear me ramble on for about 45 minutes? But several friends of mine were in this same, quote, a business, as you call it. Of course, I'm not getting paid, but I wish I was. And
mm-hmm.
So I listened to a few of their shows and called in a few times, and I said, you know what? If they can do it, I can do this. and I started the show in August of 2012, and I'm coming up on my 3-year anniversary of the show. So
that's great. That's awesome.
So, you know,
well,
but enough about me.
You having me on the show, huh?
But enough about me. Enough about me. Let me ask you this. You said you toured with Reba. How sweet is Reba?
She's exactly what you think she would be. She's completely genuine. She's so down to earth, and she treats everybody equally and with the utmost respect, and I honestly believe that's why she's as far and legendary mm-hmm. as she is.
You know, I got an opportunity to very briefly meet Reba about 15 or so years ago, and in the 5 or 10 minutes we talked, I could tell she was just, what you see is what you get with Reba, you know?
Yeah. She really is. 100%. Mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of her.
Oh, yeah. And I did kind of have some sort of a fun, quirky kind of get-to-know-you questions if you're up for it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Okay. What music are you currently listening to right now?
I just went to the Imagine Dragons concert, like, last week, and mm-hmm. I was so amazed. I have never bought any of their albums, just got free tickets, and I was so blown away. It was so awesome. So I've actually got, like, I just downloaded all their albums, so I just got them on repeat.
Nice. And speaking of music, that song of yours I played at the top of the show, What I'm Made Of, that is probably my current favorite song at this point.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you. I mean, that was written, maybe 3 years ago. Obviously, I have a new album coming out. We're mm-hmm. pushing the labels right now, and Whiskey Dreaming's out, but that's more the vibe of what we were going for. But,
right.
Yeah, I just... that song meant a lot to me. It was just coming from a place of strength. And, you know, the music business, it does make you go up and down. And then you go, this is why I'm really doing music, because I love writing and I love relating to people. And that song in particular is like a song that a lot of people come to me and say something about. And I really feel like some songs, they can sit on the shelf for 10 years, but they can come back. Like The House That Built Me. It was written 10 years before it was pitched to Blake Shelton, and then Miranda heard it, and then look what that did, you know?
Right.
So,
you know,
it's just, you know, I think it'll come back, and I love that song, though. I mean, it means a lot to me as well, so.
You know, I'm a big fan of music with a good positive message to it, so.
Exactly. Yes. I think we have to always keep something in mind, even if it's a breakup song, at least there's empowerment in it and some kind of clarity or closure at the end of some sort.
Oh, I agree. What kind of TV shows are you watching right now? If you have time to watch TV with a busy career.
I really don't have that much time, but I do TiVo a lot of stuff. I mean, I was obsessed with Game of Thrones. I'm so mad that it's over, and I hate how it ended. you know, just mindless TV right now. There's nothing on in summer, but I watched my guilty pleasure is definitely The Real Housewives, whatever. But there's always one season on, so something, and it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just mindless watching. But I also love The Big Bang Theory. Like, I'll watch that every day, rerun, does not matter.
Awesome.
That's my funny go-to.
You know, me and and my co-host, and I kind of hate to admit this, but I'm a big soap opera fan. So there you go.
I've never watched a soap opera episode ever mm-hmm. in my life, I don't think.
most guys don't. I guess I'm the exception to the rule, you know.
Yes, true.
All right. Okay. I have to ask this question because if I don't, my best friend will probably kill me.
Okay.
If you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
I think everything happens for a reason. But one thing I did do was I made a rock album we never released it. It just ended mm-hmm. up taking me down a direction that really wasn't who I was. I was writing with someone and it kind of got forced on me, and I signed some publishing over for those songs, and I guess so much was happening and it was kind of done kind of shady behind my back, and I wish there were red flags, and in my gut I kind of felt like, maybe this isn't going to turn out the way that I hope, and it definitely didn't. And he just took me down a different road, and just because women weren't getting any opportunities in country, I was like, well, what am I going to do? So I thought I would do a rock album and pitch it to TV and film. But this album, it wasn't meant to be an artist thing. It was meant to be basically songs that could potentially be in movies and TV and make us some money in the meantime until female country singers would have a chance again. So,
right.
So anyways, it kind of blew up in my face, and it just kind of, but at the end of the day, it did make me a better writer because it steered me in a different direction for 8 months. And it also helped me really understand different elements on production-wise that sound really, really good with my voice that I don't think a lot of country artists could have actually understood about themselves. And so
mm-hmm.
because of all of that, I think I really learned exactly where I wanted to go, where I was headed. And, I mean, I'm back to where I've always been. I'm a country soulful singer. That's what I've always been.
Right.
But, you know, when you feel like you've reached a dead end and you still love music and you want to do something, you're like, well, what are my options for the meantime until people are accepting the girls again? And I think we're getting right. back there. So,
you know,
I have faith.
You know, and I do too, with people like yourself, Kelsea Ballerini's just huge right now. I think females are making a comeback in country music. I seriously do.
There definitely is a push, and you know, women just have to support women all the way around to get this
mm-hmm.
back to happening. I mean, women are the ones that actually buy the tickets. And they're the
right.
ones that buy the merchandise and they buy it. So if these women want to hear women on the radio, well, we just all need to bind together and really make a push for it. I mean, if they're calling in and requesting a radio, they're going to play it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I believe it. It always, there's a cycle, and it's been quite a long cycle for us to get back around. But, I mean, I grew up in the days of Shania, Trisha Yearwood, Leanne Rimes, Faith Hill. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we were killing it. So,
absolutely.
People can sit there and say, "What are we for the rest of history? Women aren't going to be on radio in country music." I seriously doubt that.
Yeah,
we're
that's not going to happen.
On a decade. Yeah, we're almost coming on a decade, so
mm-hmm.
I think it's time, and we all just need to really encourage one another and really be a support. I mean, if my goal is to open the gate for female country music, and
mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit older than a 21-year-old, you know, and
right.
I'm thinking about more of what maybe Reba first sang about and Shania. We've got a little bit more, you know, meat on our bones as far as years go. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm coming from a little bit of a different perspective, say, when Taylor Swift first came out, or maybe Kelsey is coming out with. And so
right.
I'm bringing more of that aspect So hopefully, you know, my album will resonate with, you know, women in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. I mean, that's my goal for that, for sure.
You know, and speaking of, well, I see we actually have a caller on the line. If you're up for taking a caller or two.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
All
right, hold on.
For sure.
Hold on. At 405, you're on. At 405?
Yes.
Yeah, hello. Hey, 405.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I was calling to say hi to Morgan. This is Janet.
Oh, hey,
hi,
Janet. What's up?
Not a lot. How are you guys doing?
I'm
pretty
great.
Good. It's awesome.
Pretty good.
Thank you for calling.
I tried to get you online, but it kept kicking me off. It wouldn't let me on. So I was just like, well, I'll just call in and say hello.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thanks, Janet.
Well, that's true. Working online.
I just love Morgan Miles. All her music is so, so, so awesome. And I share it with everybody that can share it with.
I agree with that.
You are too amazing. That I need so I need to like you and Cody. My God, I just need a ton of you.
Well, we do what we can.
We need to be your straight team.
I know. I hey, go for it.
Well, I just think you deserve it because really, I listen to all kinds of music, and I'm all the time listening to the radio. And some things that come on, you're like, oh my God, really? They put that on. But then you come along and you sing so awesome. It's like, why are you not on the radio?
I don't know. We're getting closer. I think we're, you know, I don't know why either. I'm praying to God that, like, we all just come together, like I said, and we really let females have a chance again. I mean, I believe that we're going to come back. So,
have you done a radio tour yet?
I'm actually playing, no, I'm not. I did just have a really cool meeting that happened last week, and I'm praying to God that something comes of that with the label. But William Morris is my booking agency, and they've got me opening for, like, Blake Shelton, Florida Georgia Line in the Northwest for several shows up there in August. And
that sounds great.
Yeah, and so William Morris is really getting behind me to kind of like be like, hey guys, come on, wake up. I feel really blessed for that. So hopefully we'll get more shows out of that, and we'll just show them like, hey, people want to hear it.
Yep.
I tell the radio station all the time, but they act like they don't hear me, but I try. I'm going to go see a free concert tonight. I'm going to go see Parmalee again.
You are too awesome. Thank you so much.
Well, Janet,
I
think she's calling in.
Thank you, Cody. You guys have
thank
a great
you,
night,
Janet.
Okay? And I'll catch you
thank
on Twitter
you.
Later.
I think
thank sure. you.
Bye.
You're awesome.
All right, bye.
Janet's great, isn't she?
She really is. She really
Janet is.
She's awesome.
Great. You know, we... follow each other on Twitter, and she's all the time tweeting you and tweeting me and all that. She's just awesome.
She really is. I mean, like I said, I wish I had 10,000 Janet. a million.
You know, and speaking of, this is sort of kind of a brand new question I've added, but how has a social media helped your career along?
Definitely with getting, you know, because of the fact that I mean, it's not like I've been able to tour everywhere.
Right.
It's really helped me connect to fans from all parts of the states, and even, I mean, I think we even have some international folks, but
mm-hmm.
it's been able to, like, really been able to, like, just connect with people everywhere and engage with them and be able to connect with people that really understand my music and appreciate my music. And they're really supportive, and I need that. I need reinforcement that, hey, what I'm doing, people are into, and people really like it. I mean, I'm an emotional person, so I need people to be like, heck yeah, this is awesome. And so it's helped me with my confidence. But it's definitely, even with the labels and the music industry, I think people are shocked that I have so many followers on Twitter without even having any kind of backing, without having a label, without having been on tour for months and months. So, I mean, I think it's really awesome that I have so many followers and that are so engaged and that really care about what I'm doing. I mean, it means the world to me. And so I just feel like we can grow that so much, you know, when I'm actually out there. And, you know, several times now I've had at shows, people show up and I've met them on Twitter. And I mean, it's so cool. It's like really, really cool. And it's like knowing that there's somebody out there that has kept up with me for a little bit and really is here to see me. I mean, it just warms my heart.
You know, and speaking for myself, you've always got a supporter right here.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate you so much, more than you know.
You know, and anything that I can do to help promote you and anything that you're doing, whether it's on Twitter, the show, Facebook, Instagram, anything, I'll do it. I'll absolutely do it.
Hey, and that's one thing I think people really ask me a lot, like, I wish I could help you, but because they want to see me on radio and stuff. But I'm like, honest to God, it's a free marketing tool. When you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, it does really actually help me a lot. Retweeting my things, sharing my things. It really does. I mean, those numbers are counted with the industry, and they're really, really, you know, they scrutinize all that stuff. So it's effortless, really. It's like just press the like button or, you know, retweet it. It does. It truly does make a difference.
Right. You know, and you, my friend, are kind of a wizard on Twitter. You're always out there. You're always tweeting and responding to us and everything. It's kind of cool.
Hey, got to keep up with the fans.
A few more questions for you, and we'll I'll let you go. Okay. A few more questions. A favorite place you've ever played.
Hello?
Hello? A favorite place you've ever played?
My favorite place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. My favorite place by far, so far, I got asked to play with the Williamsport Symphony Orchestra. It took us a year to score all 9 songs of mine, and it was in the special place that I grew up with in Williamsport. It was the Williamsport Community Arts Center. And my grandfather, my Mimi, my parents always took me there. And I said, one day I'm going to play there. And it took a week of rehearsals. I had 75 people playing behind me. And all 4 of my my music teachers growing up was either in the orchestra or in the band playing with me. And I ended up having a standing ovation and 2 encores. And I've never cried so hard in my life. So it was so surreal. And honestly, I'm like, if I never come back to my hometown, I am satisfied because of that day. I mean, it was such an incredible moment. There's nothing like 75 instruments playing behind you.
That's got to be cool.
It's just massive. It is. And then it was just surreal, like, being able to play that stage in my hometown just from growing up. But, yeah, that was by far my favorite show.
Awesome. While we're on the topic of shows and stuff, do you have any pre-show rituals?
Honestly, no. I mean, I'm not really at that. Like, usually I'm walking in with my guitar and all these people are talking to me, and then I get up and play at a lot of situations. So I really don't. I'm just, like, get myself there. And I always kind of say, like, recently I've been just saying my blessings, you know, just kind of getting my head together. I mean, I make sure I've really got an idea of, like, what I want to say to the audience before I introduce a song or something like that. But just making sure if there's any nerves, I calm myself down and say, let's have fun. If I'm having fun, the audience is going to have fun, and that's why we're here.
Exactly. Okay. And this is sort of a fun question. It always pops into my head, and it's fun to hear some responses. If you could do a duet with anybody, living or dead, who would it be and why?
That is, like, the hardest question, but, like, obviously, I mean, I would go with somebody that's been dead, because I would, like, probably do a duet with Janis, because
that would be all kinds of epic.
It would be epic. It would be so crazy. I probably wouldn't know what's happening, but I would be like, this is awesome. Living, I've always wanted to sing Give Me Shelter with Mick Jagger, like the women that get to go out there and do that. I'm just like, every time. And I just saw them in concert last month, and I was just like sitting there going, oh, I wish that was me.
I bet.
But it's like, I've sang Give Me Shelter so many times in my life, and I'm like, I just got to do it with him.
You know,
a girl can dream.
Exactly. You know, I asked that question one time, and a guest turned around and asked me the same question. So I guess for me, it would probably be after I pick my job off the floor after meeting her, would be a Carrie Underwood.
Oh, yeah. She is incredible. She actually came out during that concert. Brad Paisley was opening, and she sang Remind Me with Brad, because Brad Paisley was opening. So,
right.
No, she's great. She's incredible. She really can sing any song. It just does not matter. And she's gorgeous.
Oh, I agree. You know, and I'm admitting this too right now. She was my celebrity crush. So like I said, after picking a job off the floor, and probably picking myself up off the floor after meeting her, that would be an awesome duet to do. So.
Yes.
Okay, and this is my final question for you. What is the best advice you've ever been given, whether it's in your personal life or it's a career wise? What's the best advice you've ever been given?
It would definitely have to be something from my mom. You know, she always made me look at life very positively, and she would say things like, kill them with kindness no matter what. And she always, you know, I think the biggest thing, I mean, she's like, treat others how you want to be treated. And, I mean, honestly, that goes so much further than people can really think. And, I mean, I've always just treated people with respect, even if they're cruel to me. I always just try to keep it in perspective, and my mom and I always say everything happens for a reason. And so it would be one of those things. I mean, she just keeps my head up. I wouldn't be where I am without my mom and my dad. They support me emotionally in a way of just being like, come on, this is what you want to do. You can do it. And without that, I don't think I could have gone that far mentally. So,
You know, and I just got to say this. After talking with you on Twitter for months, and and these past 35 or so minutes on the show, I have to tell you, I have a ton of respect for you.
Thank you so much.
You know.
I have a ton of respect for you too.
You know, and your positivity is just infectious. You know what I mean?
Well, I hope that, you know, I think that's true. I mean, people, there's nothing wrong with being positive, and
exactly.
If you get negative, you just waste time.
You know, I was kind of on a kindness binge the other night on Twitter. So I tweeted out to my singer friends. I think I tweeted this to you too. I was like, I'm proud of you. I felt like saying it, I'm proud of you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Hey, everybody needs words of encouragement. And, you know, I think when I was younger, I didn't really understand that. But now everyone's got their own problems, and you should just, don't be another one.
Right. You know, and
be helpful, be a lending hand, be a smile on someone's
face. Exactly,
days.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it again, Morgan. I am super proud of you, and so proud, to be able to. I call you a dear friend.
Well, I'm glad to call you a friend too, and thank you so much for your support and having me on the show. And again, just being so engaged and with everything that I'm doing. I mean, I really, really appreciate everything.
You know, and again, like I said, you have a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back home. Absolutely anytime.
Okay. That's awesome. I'll have to keep hitting you up.
All right. And you did say something about a upcoming album coming up. That you're working on?
I do. Maybe we can do a cool little thing. I've got my official music video is almost ready to come out for Whiskey Dreaming. Because the lyric video is out now, which you can watch on YouTube. Basically, we just finished the official Whiskey Dreaming video. It looks so awesome. Like, I am so excited about it. We're going to be basically releasing it on Vevo is the plan. So I was thinking of doing something special for my followers and maybe doing a private showing one night before it's released or something like that. So stay tuned. I'll definitely contact you guys and, of course, you, Cody, directly and just let you know what's going on, and we can have a little party together online.
Wait. I'm up for it. You know, and speaking of live shows and stuff, I did catch your Country Mill Live thing that you tweeted the link to.
The Cotton Mill Live.
Yep. I did catch that, and that was pretty incredible.
Well, thank you. You know, that was the first time I performed any of those songs. They were so raw at that point because that was back in, I want to say, November, and we really hadn't recorded many of the songs yet, but it was such a great opportunity, and it shot really well just to be on TV. I know it's not a premiere channel or whatever, but it was really cool, and it was such really just amazing footage, and Zeus is an awesome channel to watch. You all should watch it. And they're just amazing people behind the camera. Like, they're just, it's a great crew. So I was...
And,
I can't believe they asked me, but I feel very blessed.
If it's still out there, y'all need to watch it if it's still out there. Trust me.
It should be still available on cottonmilllive.com.
You know, if not for anything but the final interview, that final interview just broke me.
I can't even watch it. I'm like, why did I start crying? But I don't know what hit me that day. I mean, literally, it's a whirlwind with the story of those two children and my friend Amy. And when sometimes people can just ask me the right question, and all of a sudden I'm like in tears, and I'm like, dang it, you got me.
You know,
And they're, you know, they're tears of joy, but they're just, it's like all of a sudden I feel like she's watching down on me and she's proud of me and I'm having to talk about her and then I lose it, so.
You know, I'm the exact same way. I tend to consider myself strong emotionally. Not so much. Not so much. Because
hey, that's okay.
If you say the right thing to me, or say if I'm watching, like the other night, I was watching the ESPY Awards, and Devin Steele was on accepting the Perseverance Award for his daughter Leah, who is like 5 years old and battling cancer. I was a bawling, sobbing mess. I was an absolute bawling, sobbing mess.
I would have been too.
All
right. Good thing I didn't watch it.
It wasn't pretty, I'll tell you that much. It wasn't pretty. I think that'll about wrap things up for us. So, again, I wanted to thank you for taking a little time out of your day to come on and chat with me. And my co-host
told me... Of course. Anytime.
My co-host told me to apologize to you. I said, sorry, she missed the interview, but she had...
all good.
A prior engagement, so...
No problem.
Awesome.
I'll meet her later.
Oh, yes. You know, and again, like I said, you're more than welcome on the show anytime.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it completely. And just thank you for having me on the show.
All right. I'll let you go, and I'll most definitely be talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, Cody.
All right. Bye, Morgan.
Bye.
That was kind of incredible, y'all. Morgan Miles is just one of the best. That's all there is to it. With the 2 minutes we have left, quick announcements. Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central, we have the super talented singer-songwriter Jess Lee with us. And Monday, the 27th, we have singer-songwriter Ashley Taylor joining us. So I think with that, I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.